And airplane production lines are silent this morning at aerospace company Boeing. The company's 27,000 machinists went on strike over the weekend at plants in Washington State, Kansas, and Oregon. Boeing and its biggest union are at odds over wages, health care benefits, and the loss of union jobs. Paula Whissel of member station KPLU reports from Seattle.
Holding a picket sign just outside the plant where 737 airplanes are built, Tracy Smith says he's been through strikes at Boeing before, but this time around...
It's not going to be an easy one. They're going to try and make us suffer, and there's going to be a lot of suffering. That's the sad part about this all. This could be worked out.
Be worked out, he says, because despite the economy, Boeing is doing well. Worldwide airplane sales are brisk. Last year, the company recorded $4.1 billion in profits and has a backlog of orders. For longtime machinists like Fritz Scholder, who's been with the company 30 years, it doesn't make sense that he's being asked to pay more for health care and accept a reduction in pension benefits.
We've stuck by the company for years after years after years when they've been down, and it's about time they show some respect towards us and give us what we deserve for once.
In addition to concern over what the union calls take-backs on health care and pensions, there's the sticky issue of outsourcing, and it's not just about jobs being lost to workers overseas.
Some of the language that we're striking over has to do with them being able to actually have people that are doing our jobs, the jobs that I was doing, on the factory floor right next to us.
Smith is referring to Boeing's proposal to use subcontractors to deliver airplane parts to the factory floor. It's something traditionally done by machinists who, with overtime, make on average $65,000 a year. The machinists want to prevent the further erosion of their union.
Our members back in 89, I think, were 45,000. This is 27,000 now.
But aviation analyst Richard Abulafala with the Teal Group in Fairfax, Virginia, says it makes perfect sense from a business perspective to use lower-skilled workers to handle shipping and delivery.
Maintaining a service department that's staffed by machinist union members is fundamentally somewhat expensive because they get the same wages and benefits as the people who actually install rivets for a living. And that means your ability to control costs in a service economy part of the company is greatly constrained.
In many ways, this strike is about what Boeing is already doing on the production of its new 787 Dreamliner. Much of the jetliner is being built outside the U.S. Machinists here mainly assemble the parts. The union agreed to the deal in the last contract, but doesn't want to see it apply when new versions of other planes are rolled out. This, says aviation analyst Scott Hamilton with the Lehem Company in Seattle, is something Boeing is unlikely to budge on.
They are absolutely committed to the production model that is associated with the 787. They want to be an integrator. They don't want to be a producer. And Boeing is on record as saying this is the production model that will apply to future airplanes.
Analyst Abulafala says it's not necessarily cheaper to build, say, in Japan or Italy. Building planes still requires highly skilled workers. He says the reason Boeing is so committed to the model of working with overseas companies is that those companies help pay for research and development.
When you partner with foreign firms, you get access to capital and technology, and you spread risk, which makes new product development, say a new jetliner, a lot easier to introduce.
For now, with the machinist union on strike, it could cost Boeing $100 million a day if the strike prevents airplane deliveries. For NPR News, I'm Paula Whissel in Seattle.